The Grindhouse Radio.
Hey, this is Marilyn Gigliotti.
What's up, everybody? This is Ming Chen.
This is Phil Lamar.
Hey, this is Brian O'Halloran.
Hey, this is Christy Carlson Romano.
This is DMC.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yo, this is your boy Walter Jones.
This is Johnny Brennan.
This is your boy Kel Mitchell.
This is Steve Cardenas.
Hey, this is Bumblefoot.
Hi, this is Mike Zapik.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Hey, man, this is Austin St. John.
This is Nichelle Nichols.
Hi, this is Stan Lee.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Kim, did you hear that?
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Hey, I'm popular.
Excelsior.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Grindhouse Radio.
Thank you.
Here we are with my boy Zambo.
Hi.
My girl Kim.
Hi.
We got the peanut gallery in the house. Yo! Bell's in the house another week in a row.
What
Look
up?
Look at you actually coming in. I'm impressed.
Yeah, Bell's 2 weeks in a row. You got a new record. Now you're not going to probably show up for a year, though, considering your recent record.
That's true. That
you're
depends.
Worse,
that
you're
depends.
Worse than some video game companies releasing their video games on time.
Yeah, true.
Wow. Yeah. Speaking of video games, we'll get into video games. Actually, not necessarily a video game, but the Monopoly game. Kim told me about this Monopoly
game.
We'll get into the
Star Wars Monopoly fiasco. That happened a little while ago, but I wanted to touch on it now.
Yeah.
Let's list off the syndicate first.
Yeah.
So one, two, three, let's
do
go.
It.
All right, Grindhouse fans, you can now hear last week's episode on iHeartRadio. But if you want to hear us live, be sure to tune in to our syndicate, which is
The Roll Call.
OWWR, Old Westbury Radio, Fridays, 5 to 6 p.m., good old dinner time.
Non-productive, Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The Vault of Metal, Fridays, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Cyber FM, Fridays, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.
iRadio USA's WLIVR and Biker Radio, Fridays, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Sundays, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mix FM, Saturdays, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Renegade Radio, Fridays, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
iRant Radio, Wednesdays, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Beauteous.
All right, so here we go.
And as always, you can catch us on iHeartRadio.
You lazy asses if you miss us.
And you can follow us on Facebook,
Twitter,
us on Twitter,
Instagram,
Insta.
Who say we are everywhere and anywhere now. That's the best part. So
you guys are awesome.
We could catch us creeping
by your windows. That's
creeping up your windows and snatching your people up.
So had your kids, had your wife, and had your husband.
Had your kids, had your wife.
You guys are on the same level today. I like it. We always have been. Okay.
All right. So anyway, Star Wars Monopoly.
Star Wars.
Yes. Apparently, what was it? Hasbro or is it Mattel?
Hasbro.
Is it Hasbro? Hasbro owns Monopoly. So. Hasbro discluded one of the recent characters, Rey, from the Star Wars Monopoly, and their reason...
We should have said spoiler alert.
It doesn't matter. Reason given...
First of all, if you haven't seen the movie by now, which, okay, blame me, but I have to see all of them.
Yeah. Okay, but anyway.
But if people are hardcore, you haven't seen it, I'm sorry, I'm spoiling
this for
you.
Do you
want to
really
borrow the DVDs?
This isn't much of a spoiler because she was already announced
aunt.
As a character in like
Thank
press
you.
Releases and stuff, so it's
okay.
fine. Rey, who is the woman, the new female lead in Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Is she like a pocket full of sunshine?
Yeah, actually she kind of is. She's really cool.
Pocket full of sunshine, I gotta love.
She lives on a sunshine planet, so why not?
Pocket full of sunshine. Easy A. We spoke about that last week.
Yes, we did. All right, anyway. So they decided to exclude her. They decided to exclude her from the Monopoly box because of the fear of spoilers.
Was she in the box?
No.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
That was Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
Oh, yeah. Ew.
What?
Yeah. You ever see the movie Seven?
Yes.
No.
Watch it.
Okay.
It is a crime thriller. It's a crime thriller. You would very much like
okay.
it.
Okay.
How come you...
It's with your boy, Brad Pitt, too.
How come you never seen
Brad
some
Pitt.
Of these things?
Detective.
And Morgan Freeman.
Detective!
I've never seen some of these movies.
I've seen a lot
it's an
of
old
movies.
Movie.
There's
it's
some
an older
movies
movie.
That I haven't
It's
seen.
An older movie, but I know you would like it. Morgan Freeman's in it with Brad Pitt. And Kevin Spacey, so it's good. Some good stuff.
It's a really good movie.
It is
That's
really
a
good.
A
little gross,
cast.
But
honestly,
it's
if
a really
you really
good
wanna,
movie.
If you want to watch the two movie setting of it, it's watch The Unusual Suspects first, and then watch Seven, because actually, it's the same villain. It was confirmed by the director.
See, really? Here's the
that
thing:
Kaiser Soze is the same murderer in Seven.
Really?
Yes, they confirmed that.
All right, finish your little story, and then we'll get on to something else.
See, here's the thing with me.
Okay.
I watch movies that people have never heard of. People watch movies that I have never heard of. That's the how the dynamic.
So,
works.
In other words, we watch the popular stuff and you watch the unpopular stuff.
Pretty much.
I'm just kidding. I love you.
I don't know.
Either way, so I'm getting horribly off topic.
She at least
though.
Recently, she just watched some of The Walking Dead a couple
she
weeks
did,
ago.
She did, so she's getting there. She's getting there.
Which, by the way, the freaking Golden Globe
Wait,
snubbed
hold
freaking
on.
Walking Dead.
Let him finish.
They did.
Let him finish.
We're still on one topic, by the way.
We didn't even talk about that last week.
I know, but we didn't even finish the first topic that we started on the goddamn show.
I'm so sorry, Zambo. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Dead air.
You're
goddamn welcome.
Dead air. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I freaking thought. Anyway, so Hasbro got a lot of flack from the Monopoly, not including Ray in the box.
Okay.
And they said it was a suffragist to women, patriarchy, all the women's rights suffrage crap. And obviously, yes. So, but meanwhile, Hasbro's like, but we wanted to make sure that no one got the movie spoiled because the board game was released before the movie. Entitled little bastards.
But why are they?
So,
that's stupid.
So now what they're doing is they're re-releasing all the new editions of the Star Wars Monopoly board set is going to have Rey included as a choosable character
as a bonus, probably. Yeah,
probably.
But
you know, as long as Rey's in there,
it just makes it
then
a collectible.
Everyone's happy.
That's it.
Kind of, sort of.
So they did whatever they probably did it on purpose.
Yeah. But either way, that's pretty much the extent of that because they got so much quote unquote backlash, which probably means 200 people decided to whine and bitch and moan, and then that's what happened.
It's always
that's
the
pretty
case.
Much it.
Yeah.
It's not really the kids. It's more of the college.
I didn't say
kids.
The kids. I said the case.
Oh, it's always the case. Yeah.
Always the case. Always.
That's
the
also
case.
The case of the oh, don't be offended. Let me be offended for you.
Yeah.
And then it's those people.
So back to Walking Dead being shunned by the freaking Golden Globes.
Him and his Walking Dead.
I can't believe we forgot to talk about it last week.
We did.
No, you because you didn't put it on the topics list. Topic list, lady.
Actually,
it wasn't
actually,
in there.
It's actually not there.
Yeah,
is it not there?
No, it was not there last week. Nor was it aired this week.
Sorry,
because
guys. You
didn't love it.
You should have remembered to do it
because you snubbed it too.
Honestly, the Golden Globes are not that important anymore to me. It's just circle jerking. Celebrities. That's all it is.
But
it is.
At the end of the day, I mean,
Jim Carrey's monologue from that.
Whoa!
Year
no,
was
I
very
did.
Significant for
I totally did. Antelist. Okay. Oh my god.
Oh, you did put it.
Yes,
did.
I did.
Wow. Well, you didn't mention it though.
Oh, add to list, Golden Globes left out Walking Dead.
Yeah,
number one
show
on
television
TV
got no
votes. Meanwhile, out of five nominated, three have never even heard of. Seriously,
that's
effing
right.
Stupid.
It was stupid. I never even heard of
three of the shows.
iRobot, not even. Like, I don't even remember.
Yeah, I've never
like,
heard
I'm
that.
A Robot or some stupid crap that I've never and
we got
I'm
him on
pretty
a rant.
I
yeah,
am
on a
pretty
rant.
Freaking
on
tied
rant.
Into what's popular and what's not. I have they left that
clearly
out.
Clearly,
not
if those were on the Golden Globes.
Listen, the Golden Globes are obviously full of
sugar honey iced teas.
Yeah, I stopped myself.
Yeah, I know you did.
I paused.
Good job, brother.
Sweet tastes delicious.
So anyway, talking about other stupid shows like the Golden Globes. So what's going on with Duck Dynasty? Something's happening with
Duck
Dynasty.
Someone got married. Someone got engaged or something or other, right?
Do we care?
Not really.
I don't.
But
hey, it's news. It's news.
Listen,
so
Duck
what do we got to do?
Duck
we got to report
is
the news.
Huge.
Yeah, how come we didn't talk about Sylvester Stallone?
Wait, what were the
I'm sorry, Mumbles. What was
Mumbles? In the microphone.
Sad. How come we didn't talk about Sylvester Stallone?
Sylvester
oh,
Stallone.
So then
oh,
why don't you bring it up?
Rambo. The character Rambo has officially retired. Really, he's hung up the bandana to dry.
Finally.
From all the blood of the Vietnamese enemies he's killed.
He's killed so many of them.
Yes.
He killed a small country. All by himself.
I know.
What about, did you guys see the new Rocky yet?
Yeah, Creed or Rocky Balboa?
Scott did.
What's Creed?
New Creed? I have not actually seen the new Creed.
Scott, give me two thumbs up.
Not seen it. I really, really, really do. However, though, it is confirmed that the new director of Creed is also going to be doing the Black Panther movie for Marvel. So, bing, bang, boom. If that was a good movie, this is going to be a dope movie.
This might have been the best Sylvester Stallone performance in his entire career.
He won Best Supporting Actor.
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
Judge Dredd was pretty good.
The Golden Globes?
He won this Best Supporting Actor, but like this is the most flushed out I think he's ever been in any character he's ever done.
I stand by my statement before. Judge Dredd was pretty good.
The law!
I am the law now.
I am the law! Well, you know, I put it this way. Like
anyway.
I'm a fan of the what do you call the Expendables movies.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I like the Expendables movies.
Expendables were great because it's nothing like there's a storyline but no one needs to follow it. It's just guns.
Exactly. That's
boom,
what
boom,
it is.
Boom, done.
But you notice how horrible he is in that film. He looks horrible. He sounds horrible. Yeah. Like everything.
I don't do that stuff anymore.
And I like Stallone. I like Stallone. But
yeah, he's
you know,
nice guy.
Speaking of the Expendables, you know, Ronda Rousey was in the Expendables.
Yeah, she was very
And she was
that.
Great in that
very
film.
Good.
And apparently now she's hosting SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
month.
She's honestly extremely popular right now. Same thing with the.
Did it happen already, or is it happening?
No,
happening.
It should be happening actually in a few days
with Selena Gomez,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Selena.
I like Selena too.
I like Selena.
But question with the the Golden Globes, were you like happy with some of the nominations?
No.
No. But at least they recognize Denzel Washington.
Every generation of film goers finds him or her the artist that defines the time that we all live in. The actor of our generation who has left us a body of work that is as noble and as legendary as it is eternal, because great cinema lasts forever, and a great actor will forever astound us. Now, these clips will remind us that a single name can be a superlative, synonymous with extraordinary. A single name can define an artist who is a peer and equal of all of the greatest legends of our craft. And if Washington doesn't ring out loud enough, then let the first name carry all the weight. And that name is Denzel.
Yes, they did. I liked that. They recognized Denzel Washington.
Finally.
Denzel. And that was a very, you know, Tom Hanks actually gave him a very nice, you know, induction, I believe. Yes. I think that was a really, really cool thing.
Did you see that that whole video with Leonardo DiCaprio and Lady Gaga?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She walks by after she won her her American Horror Story.
And she knocked his arm off.
And she knocked him.
I don't know if it was,
and
like,
his,
on purpose or...
I think it was on purpose, because if you
looked,
look at the smirk
looked,
that Lady Gaga gave, she's like, yeah,
trust
Leo
me,
touched my ass.
That was on purpose. That was on purpose, and the look he gave was like, oh, it's her.
You know why?
Those...
You know why? Mm-mm. You want to know why? You know why? Because Gaga's thirsty for Leo. She's thirsty for the Oscarless man.
Oh, my gosh.
Taking a step back, because we were talking about Ronda Rousey. See, we went from Expendables to Ronda Rousey, then Ronda Rousey to UFC. And
DiCaprio.
I think Belle wanted to talk about something with the UFC, with which will go into wrestling, and it always has to come back to wrestling. But go ahead.
Hey, it didn't last week. You're pretty
good. Yeah, I was impressed.
You're pretty good.
Actually, we spent one CM week. Punk is going to be on a new cover of the UFC fighting, too.
Oh, really?
Now he's
the new video game?
Yeah, now he's deciding to be a UFC fighter, which I think is a bad thing.
What do you guys think of this? Well, I know that you have no opinion, Kim, because this doesn't really...
I think, honestly, Star Wars The Force Awakens actually passed Avatar's highest grossing film of all time.
Likes that transition, baby. Yeah.
So, no comment?
Honestly, no comment. The UFC games are fun, but other than that, I can't really say much. That's why I'm like, nah.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool though. I'm not gonna lie.
The Peanut Gallery. You guys are into UFC.
I'm into UFC. Nah. It's just the games themselves are just fighting games to me get bland after like you know the
but
first.
But it's not me. I'm worried about the game. I'm worried about how.
I'm talking about
fight.
CM Punk in UFC.
Yeah,
what do you think of CM Punk in UFC?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's happened before. It will happen again.
Okay. All right.
Just like Brock Lesnar.
You think
Brock
he's gonna do all right?
Bobby Lashley.
He's got some martial arts experience.
BS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, I mean,
so do I, but I bet you I could beat CM Punk's little ass.
How about new?
No. No, you couldn't.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
And listen.
Start talking to people.
Listen, I can make one phone call and make it happen. You don't want me to do that.
Let's do it for charity, at least, so that at least something good comes out of it for me getting my disc located.
I would love to see him kick Sambo's head off, because it would totally happen.
Uh-huh. CM Punk is he's a tough cookie. Don't get me wrong.
No,
he's a great
competitor. I've seen him in action. He is very cool.
Again, everybody likes to think professional wrestling is fake.
There is a lot of realism to
it. It's staged, but at the end of the day, you have to be able to perform these moves and execute things. And you have to be a tough cookie to a certain extent, bro. So at the end of the day, he
break him back.
Yeah, he can fight, man.
He can, my God, that man has family out of nowhere. Yeah.
So you know, and you know, he's been around for a while. So I wouldn't.
Yes,
trust
me, I'm not doubting his power and expertise at all.
And
I'm
by the way,
around.
We did go back to wrestling last week because you guys brought up Brock Lesnar.
We go back to wrestling all the time.
Always
so
comes
we
back
did
to
go
wrestling.
0 weeks
all right,
well, again.
Since we're still on the subject, what are you thinking about
hate it.
Sting into the Hall of Fame now?
Oh, you mean Sting, the white faced, the black guy.
See, he doesn't even know what it is, who he is.
Ooh, I got one for my sports guys over here. What about Mike Piazza?
I want some pizza.
Let's get a little comment on this.
I want some pizza.
Bring some pizza. Yes.
What are you talking about? Oh, yes. Baseball.
I don't got anything else. It's been like 4 years too late.
It's Tom. Tom's talking.
He should have been in the Hall of Fame like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom.
Is he?
He's been. I grew up watching Piazza.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Piazza. I'm your biggest fan, Piazza.
See, look, they totally disregard the sports on that. Did you see that?
Honestly, I'm not a sports.
I'm so happy for him, though.
As much I do know the name Mike Piazza.
Don't forget about
I respect.
Junior.
Congratulations to Mike.
I respect baseball as much as the Golden Globes respects Walking Dead.
So Ricky Gervais is a host then, right? Which, by the way, was funny.
He's very funny as a guy.
He brings that dry topical humor, and then like people somehow don't like him, and I'm like, you're stupid.
No,
he's funny. He's so bad but funny.
Have you guys ever seen the Elmo? The Elmo one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's flipping hilarious.
Great.
How much time do we have?
Let's see.
Did we go over?
No, we didn't go over at all. We're about done with our first segment.
We are.
So
okay.
What we should do is probably go take a break.
Let's take a break.
We'll come back. We'll do a question or two if you want.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then we'll jump right back.
A question or two if you want. It's not like it's your segment
or
anything.
It's not like anything.
Well, listen, it depends if she's prepared or not. It's her segment. She has the control over it.
Man, I am prepared.
She's ready. She's always been ready. She was born ready. She's ready.
Then let's get right back.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy Kel Mitchell, and you're listening to the Grindhouse Radio with Brimstone. Yeah, well, it's here too.
Hey you, Brimstone here, Grindhouse Radio. And what am I here to talk to you about? I'm here to talk to you about something sweet. You got a sweet tooth? Well, so do I. That's why I'm going to tell you to go down to Sweet Hollywood. That's right, Sweet Hollywood. One of the biggest and best candy shops in all the land. Why am I telling you to go there? For one reason and one reason only. Brimstone chocolate bars. That's right, baby. The sweetest, sweetest chocolate there is. So if you're in the mood for food, something sweet, something delicious, something delectable, head on over, pick up a couple of Brimstone Wasteland s'mores. You can get them in two different styles, hot or mild, depends on what you're into, baby. And while you're at it, make sure to grab some Brimstone swag. So head on over to Sweet Hollywood at the Hollywood and Highland Center. That's right, the Hollywood and Highland Mall at 6801 Hollywood Boulevard. Or you can order at sweetlosangeles.com. And let them know Brim sent you.
Hey, this is Brian O'Halloran. You know me from such great films as Clerks, Clerks 2, Vulgar, Brutal Massacre. And you're listening to Grindhouse Radio.
Do you have Facebook?
Do you have Twitter?
Make sure to like the Grindhouse Radio Facebook page.
And follow at TheRealGHRadio on Twitter.
And be sure to tune in to the Grindhouse Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your pop culture fix.
Grindhouse Radio. It's where it's at.
Hi, this is Chef AJ from MasterChef Junior Season 3 on Fox, and you're listening to The Grindhouse Radio.
Food Hounds, what's poppin', people? Brimstone here to tell you about my award-winning sauce and seasoning line. That's right, you need to check out this award-winning stuff. The sauce, the seasoning, get a little saucy, get some flavor behavior, some taste bud tango on your tongue. All you need to do is check us out at www.houndcomics.com and get your fix.
Hi, this is Ricky Simons, the voice of Grr on Invader Zim, and you're listening to Grindhouse Radio.
Shh. Hey, guys, it's Brim. I'm feeling a little, nostalgic, and I think I'm going to play one of the old little ditties for y'all to hear right about now. You know what I'm saying? Shh, don't let anybody else know.
Chicken noodle soup.
With the soda on the side.
Yeah.
Throw some gravy on it, Kim.
Woo! I bet you're wondering how I knew.
How?
All of the content I give to you.
How much?
Some of the network you knew before. Between burgers and fries, you know Kim loves fries more.
Yeah.
It took us by surprise, we must say. When we found out yesterday.
Did you know?
I heard it through the grindhouse.
You know you can hear us online now.
Ooh,
oh, we
heard it through the
the grindhouse. Oh, we're just about to lose our minds, honey, honey, yeah.
The grindhouse, not much longer till we're leaving, baby.
Ooh, I know Zambo ain't supposed to cry, but these tears he can't hold inside. Listening to Brim Section D.
No.
That drives Kimberly crazy.
You could have told Silver Bells that they should just go to hell.
Ooh,
instead, I heard it through the grindhouse. We were singing right as a church mouse.
Ooh, we heard it through the grindhouse. And we pretty much lost our minds, honey, honey, yeah.
We're through the grindhouse, not much longer till we're going on, baby.
Baby,
baby. Ooh,
chicken noodle, chicken noodle, chicken noodle. Woo! Yeah, yeah. With the soda on the side.
Hey, man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening to the Grindhouse Radio with Brimstone.
Kim's questions.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the Grindhouse. Let's do the questions. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, let's see. What did I do last week?
Well, you better not repeat them.
We're not going to repeat them. All right, ready? Would you rather leave your hometown and never be able to return again, or stay in your hometown and never be able to leave?
Leave my hometown. Leave my hometown. Nothing against it, but to see more of the world? Oh, yeah. That's my type of thing.
Exactly.
I would love to see the world.
Little town, such a quiet village.
Tradition.
That's like Disney stuff. You should be getting excited over there. He was. He's just writing.
He's
going to hook up with Belle while I'm in Disney. Holla at your boy.
Oh, he's right here. Why don't you just start now?
Oh my God.
Wow.
Belle, what do you got to say for that?
You said I was going to Disney. It's him that's going, not me.
I'm not just going to Disney. He is too.
All right, so he's gonna hook up with him, not me.
Yo, hey, I'm gonna be in Magic Kingdom. He's gonna be in Epcot, screwing whatever the hell's there.
Hello, there's kids listening.
What? Kim?
What?
What?
All right, ask the next question.
Yeah. Go for it. Oh God! See, look, my phone turned off in this whole situation.
Let's rub it real nice. It'll be fine.
What? Scott's like looking up the sky. Leave!
Zambo caught that.
I'm just going to eat my pop tart.
Just going to eat your pop tart.
Okay. I don't really care for this one, but we're going to do it anyway. If you had to give up chasing the person you love so they could be happy, but you had to be sad forever, would you?
No.
That's a thing.
The hell is that?
Hold on.
My happiness knows no limits.
Exactly.
Boom.
You know what?
She will be mine.
Yeah. Okay. Repeat it.
If you had to give up chasing the person you love so they could be happy. So they could be happy, but you had to be sad forever, would you?
Well, misery loves company, so.
But wait.
How?
That's kind of like a weird question.
If someone you like didn't like you back,
I'm on the verge of doing it.
Do you need support?
My God, please help me.
Someone that didn't like you
back. The hotlines aren't helping.
All right, scratch it.
But I'm married. I'm already with somebody who doesn't want
to
be with me.
I'm just.
It's going to happen sooner than.
All right, there you go. So you're sad forever.
I'm good.
Literally.
What are you talking about? What's
going on?
What
the hell is going on over there? You have a question over here.
I have no idea.
Don't worry about
it.
It
was a bad one. We don't have to do it.
No, it was already done.
Oh, God.
You kind of already done it.
Yeah, it's already happened.
It happened.
Just like the intro that Zambo screwed up like three times.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Hey, at least, though, I tried. I tried, and therefore no one can criticize me.
Sometimes your best isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, I got something.
Everyone
AIDS.
Whatever you got, don't give it to me.
AIDS. AIDS.
What was it?
Let's do something new.
Everyone has AIDS.
Let's do something new.
Do something new.
All right.
Comes
since
in.
Now I got a bunch of tickets. For the new movie.
Okay, so you're gonna give it all to us.
When is the movie taking place?
What movie is
this? The screening is on the 27th.
Okay,
the 27th. And right. when
and
do we air?
And it's called The Finest Hour.
The Finest Hour.
What movie is it about? Who's in it?
what's this guy's name? Ben Affleck's brother, Cassidy.
Cassie Affleck? Yeah, oh, Casey Affleck. Cassie. Wow. Casey Affleck.
So it's airing on the 27th, you said?
Yes.
In New York City?
Yes.
In the United States? Planet Earth. Universe. So, what do you call it? So what are you trying to do? You're trying to give away some tickets?
Trying to get away some tickets.
So if we give away some tickets, we have,
let's do a tweet question contest.
Okay, but it has to be people that can get to a New York showing. Right, so then you're, you know, we're
and then
kind
we
of,
have to think.
So how about this? Which
them.
Is good. I think
there
is no
cool.
contest.
Hold on. Majority,
there is no contest. Just give us the tickets.
Majority of, we'll go. All of y'all people that live in Long Island works in the city.
Yo, but we could just go to the city.
But our following is all over the world.
We can't have people from London try and go. I'm a whole.
No. It's a very sweet thought, you know. So, but we could maybe. Maybe we could do something. So what can we do? Let's think about it real quick. What can we do to make it fair for everybody?
If you can name all of the dictionary words from
scratch,
from the Grindhouse, you get a ticket.
Wow.
In one Vine video.
We'll give you two tickets.
Or less.
One Vine video.
No,
so that's a 7-second snippet.
We don't have Vine.
We don't have Vine.
Then we get a Vine.
I don't want another
Vine.
Vine
Instagram. 50.
Instagram.
It's a mix. Fine. 15 seconds of an Instagram video or less. You have to name all the terms from the Grindhouse Dictionary.
And you have to tag the Grindhouse Radio.
And you have to share it.
On Instagram.
Nobody wants these flipping tickets that bad.
Oh, well. At least we
I don't even know all the
People
words.
People want free tickets.
All right. So why don't we do this? We'll save those. We'll do a social media contest with
that.
So we'll do a localized social media contest with
so
that.
So as long as you pay attention to our Facebook, our Instagram, and our Twitters.
Yes. If you're in the tri-state area and you want to go to a premiere.
Good old premiere.
A premiere in
that
Manhattan.
That was a good one, Bell. I like
there
it.
There we go. It's a good idea, Bell.
You're
how many
man.
Tickets,
He's
how many tickets
through
are we giving
with
away?
His agreed agreement.
We could give away about, I say we could give away about 10 tickets.
Ten tickets.
So that's five pairs.
That's not enough.
Each ticket is for two people.
Oh, so that's 10 pairs.
Exactly.
Wow, you're very generous.
Wow, that's like almost the amount of socks in my drawer. I'm not saying it's insignificant. I love socks. So.
Okay, so what we'll do is so we'll get crazy. All the information, and it'll be up on our Facebook page and all our social media.
Okay.
And if you're in the tri-state area, I guess basically what you do is everybody will, how do you want to give them away? What do you want to do? You want to, what do we want
how
the people
give it to
them?
Do?
I could email it to them.
Okay, you can send it via email.
Yep,
okay.
All right.
I could send the link. All they got to do is just print it out, and that's it. Bring it to the theater.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
And they're on your guest list?
Yes.
Yes, because Bell's is very important in Manhattan.
Yes, he is.
As ridiculous as he may be, he's pretty important.
As important as he is, he's never gotten us into anything.
Look
that's because
that.
He didn't ask. He'll get all you right, into guys. Anything. Bell's knows everybody, man. Bell's knows almost as many people as I do. So
oh, yeah?
Crazy
oh, yeah?
enough.
Do you know Brimstone? Do you know Brimstone? No,
sorry.
Actually,
no? Well, then, I guess you're at an impasse here. Brimstone meets silver.
Just for that, you're not invited.
All right, I don't want to go anyway. No pants
Wait,
day.
Since we were kind of talking about...
speaking of no pants day.
Oh, did Improv Everywhere do the no subway dance thing?
Yes, that was freaking crazy last night.
Oh, they did last week. Last week they did the No Pants Subway Ride, the Improv
right.
Everywhere group.
Oh.
Yes.
It's
and
literally.
Not that, they did it on Marvels.
Did you take part
they
in
did.
That?
Actually, no.
Okay.
I feel
answer.
Like you probably would have had children running if you did.
Wow.
What?
That was a compliment, honestly, wow. if you're asking, if you're thinking about what I'm doing.
Said that.
I'm just saying, man.
That just happened.
You're a very well-endowed individual, I hope.
Section D. What? Didn't we talk like about this
no.
like 3 weeks ago?
No.
What's wrong with you?
What?
Stop talking about things like that. This is a clean show.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Kim, would you like to go
I'm
through
sorry,
the Rolodex
there was,
of memory here?
There was a little crap in my ear. I'm sorry.
What? All right. So
wait.
Sorry, I'm allergic to bullshit.
It. Since we were, you know, talking about New York City, did you guys hear about the cereal spitter?
What?
In New York City.
What the hell is
there
that?
Was this guy going around, kind of following people waiting, and he would literally spit on them. That's why they call it, I swear, cereal spitter.
What would you do if somebody spit on you?
Kick them in the face.
Not have them live.
Kim's got long ass legs. She can kick some. She can kick a bit.
I am a gazelle.
Fritta, fritta, fritta.
I'll do an admission here, and I know Scott and Tom would appreciate this.
It was me, Austin. It was me, Austin. It was me the whole time. I bought it. Even my family bought it.
It was me all along, Austin.
I'm just kidding.
That's like.
What is that from?
That's Tom Hanks.
No, that's actually Vince McMahon.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, is it?
From when he revealed that whole little storyline.
What, The Undertaker?
Behind The Undertaker.
When he was behind the Undertaker. The guy, the gentleman, the hooded figure behind The Undertaker for that longest time.
When The Undertaker was supposed to marry Stephanie.
Why did it go back to wrestling?
I don't know.
First of all.
It always goes back to
it didn't even make any sense to go there.
Like, yes, because I admitted to being the cereal spitter, even though I'm not, obviously, but you know, just saying.
Oh, that's what.
So if you're ever in New York City, watch out for this guy, because he's spitting nerd. On you. He's catching you.
So nobody's caught the guy?
Nope.
Nobody's.
I haven't heard any information.
Is it like a Dennis Nedry moment?
Maybe updates Jurassic on Park, that.
Though? What if somebody thinks that somebody spit on you, but if you think somebody spit on you, but it really wasn't them,
then that's just the sludge that rains down from.
I think
the
they have video footage of this guy.
But then it could be like that new show that's on Netflix. Everybody's talking about
serial spitting.
No.
Ew.
Oh, making a murderer.
Making a murderer.
Making a spitterer.
You watched it.
Making a spitterer.
Yeah. Everybody's saying you should watch it.
I still have yet to watch it. I'm still stuck on Mad Men.
You haven't even watched The Walking Dead.
I gotta watch The Walking Dead. I gotta watch Mad Men. I gotta watch all this stuff, man. I gotta backlog up the wazoo.
All the things. I can't even talk Walking Dead with you because you're like we used to be able to talk Walking Dead.
I know, but then I lost track. I'm sorry. I gotta catch up.
It's very sad.
I know.
You're fired.
Very sad. This
really?
You?
I'm fired?
You're fired.
I'm the guy that has the key to this place.
Fired.
I'm fired. You're fired.
No! No, Kim!
No! What's going on?
Enough with the McMahon stuff. He got arrested a couple weeks back.
He did?
It was a bull crap one. It was the storyline.
High school bullying?
Yeah. Anyway, so
I know...
What do we got?
Brim,
let's bring it back.
Spoke last week to the guys with the coffee.
What happened with that? Anything good, I hope?
Oh, you want to know about the coffee?
If you don't mind.
The Brimstone coffee.
Yeah. If you want. We don't have to, but I have something to stem off that.
Oh, the coffee. The Brimstone's coffee. Brimstone the coffee made especially for Brimstone. Brimstone's coffee.
Why?
That
why?
Coffee?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because I can. Because I can. That's why.
It's bad enough. You still didn't bring us no food from the pizza shop.
What?
Yo,
I brought us coffee. We brewed it.
You know, if you were actually
here,
you would get it.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Thank you.
First of all,
these are my peoples, okay?
Snap, crackle, pop.
These are my peoples.
I was talking to him.
These are my peoples.
You're on
okay.
our show. You deal with one. You deal with all.
Wow,
three,
Kim, did you hear that? We graduated to our show.
No, we're back to me now.
I'm proud. I was proud.
No, once it becomes self-aware, that's it. It goes back down. It goes back down to me again.
We call it so the Brimstone coffee. You'll be happy. I have a Kenya coffee. See, the Kenya origin.
Aye, aye.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
I have a
whatever
Kenya.
Whatever your heart desires.
I have five different origins. I have a Colombian. I have a Kenya.
Oh,
I have
Colombia.
A Sumatran. And what do you call it? I have a, what do you call it?
Sumatra is a very, very dark roast. That
delicious.
Might seem more along the lines of your...
just wait for
that
to
might seem
more
like more your line of imagery.
Yeah, and I have
an very robust.
With Miss
espresso
Colombia,
is the darkest you could probably go, minus French roast. But it depends on if you want to go. It's either French, Sumatra, or espresso. I know my coffee now. So.
Do you have an espresso yet on you?
Coffee connoisseur.
And an espresso,
here.
Yes.
I'm not a connoisseur, but I'm getting there.
You're going to get a Brimstone.
And then one
Starbucks
more, which I'm still working on.
What? I'm gonna get a Brimstone.
No, I don't want a Brimstone. Well, there is a Brimstone on the secret menu. There's a Brimstone.
There is a Brimstone drink.
Yes,
there's a Brimstone. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
So
it's pretty good. Is it up on the website yet?
Would Miss Colombia?
I don't know.
I hope to do.
Like the coffee.
Oh,
she does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Neptune. Oh wait, no, it's Miss Colombia.
Miss Colombia.
I made a mistake.
I will take responsibility for this.
It was my mistake. It was on the card.
I made a mistake.
And meanwhile, there's just way too much joking about that still. Like, I mean, it's funny.
Even he's joking about it, which is great. Yeah. Even Steve Harvey's joking about it because he's like, come on, it's actually kind of fun.
No, he said something like,
if you can't beat him, might as well join him.
He's like, yeah, exactly. That's he's like, I didn't do it for publicity. He's like, I'm already famous.
So like,
he straight up said that.
Yeah, like, there's no point in me doing it on purpose. It was really an accident. Anyway, we should probably take a quick break.
Okay.
Come back to Kevin's corner. He's talking about, what was it again? He's talking about Black Panther this time because we spoke about the director.
Go ahead, say awesome. It. Say stuff.
I'm going to say it quickly. Keurig, you know Keurig coffee?
Cold cups.
Yes. They're having the Keurig cold with a K machine.
That's what I just said, cold cups.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yes, cold cups.
See, I didn't get that detail. With the K.
With the K.
So now you can make cold Keurig drinks.
Yeah, you can make cold fizzy drinks or non-fizzy drinks like iced teas and stuff. It's really cool.
And we're actually talking about potentially doing the K-cups with everything. And we're also going to potentially do bottled cold coffee.
That'd be pretty freaking cool, brother.
We're going to have to build up to that, though.
You know what?
Where's your liquor? I have that potentially in the works as well.
Well, then fingers crossed. But first, let's talk about some Black Panther with Kevin. Hoorah.
Listen up. This is Michael Wright. You all know me from Oz. And you're listening to my brother, Grimstone, on the Grindhouse Radio.
Hey, all you Grindhouse fans, this is your boy, Brimstone, here to tell you about LootCrate.com. If you're not familiar with Loot Crate, then you better get yourself acquainted. Why? Because it's one of the best and most badass monthly subscriptions for everything geek that you could possibly get your paws on. So, what you're going to do is listen to old Brim. Head on over to www.lootcrate.com/brimstone. You're going to put in the code word brimstone, and you're going to save a whole 10%. You heard it right, a whole 10%. Make sure you plug it in and tell them old Brim sent you.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is me, DMC, and the place to be, the K-I-N-G. Been rhyming on a mic since 83. There will never be an MC better than me. The only place for me is right here with my boy Brimstone on Grindhouse Radio, because they know the way to go, and this is how we flow.
Hey guys, it's Kim from the Grindhouse Radio. The holiday seasons are coming, and you can do something very special for that little princess or Star Wars fanatic. Have you been to Build-A-Bear Workshop? I have, and it's very special. Just in time for the holidays, there's a brand new collection, including The Grinch Stole Christmas and The Peanuts Movie, featuring Snoopy and Woodstock. Stop by your local Build-A-Bear Workshop and make one for yourself, or grab one at buildabear.com, where there's free shipping with any order, $25 or more. It's time for you to find that perfect gift. A gift from the heart is the best way to start. That's better than that.
Kev's Comics Corner, where I talk about my opinions on anything nerdy and geeky.
Holy hot fudge, Zambo and Kim! It's Kevin's Comic Corner!
My God, you're right!
I hope he's not angry. We don't like when Kevin's angry.
In the upcoming film Captain America Civil War, we will be seeing Black Panther for the first time in live-action form in the Marvel Cinematic Universe before seeing him again in his own solo film in 2018. Black Panther, aka T'Challa, is the king and protector of a fictional African country in the Marvel comics known as Wakanda. Wakanda is one of the most technologically advanced cities on Earth due to the rare mineral vibranium that is located all throughout the region. Over the decades, Black Panther has been a major player in the Marvel comic universe, and has even fought alongside the Avengers on many occasions, even considered one of the most intelligent on the team. It'll be interesting to see how Marvel handles a character like this in their movies, but after seeing films like Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man, and the brief footage that I've seen in Black Panther in that trailer for Captain America, I can safely say that I think Marvel will do a good job of him.
This is the culinary renegade chef Rob Burmeister from Food Network's Chopped and Cutthroat Kitchen. You're listening to my fellow foodies here on the Grindhouse Radio.
Welcome back to the Grindhouse Radio, everybody. Kevin spoke about the Black Panther movie and comic book coming out. I'm actually pretty psyched because I wasn't huge on Black Panther, but then I started seeing him in the other Marvel stuff. And then I Captain America. And then I actually read some of the comics, and let me say, pretty excited.
They're
not
good.
Not gonna lie.
Now, and I'm not being racist this, but I actually want to ask Dave a question because
you want Black Panther to be white? Is that it?
No.
He wants to be a kid.
No. Listen. So, Dave, when you were younger, you used to read comics, right?
Yes.
So nerd. Was it? Look at, listen. He's bracing like I'm gonna do like the normal Brim thing and like
I'm
do something stupid.
It.
I'm not. I'm
well,
actually
I'm
not.
For it.
Were you? Did you look up to Black Panther? Were you happy that it was like there was a black superhero? Like because they, you know they make Superman and Wonder Woman and Batman and everything is like it's all white. And I know in the comic book community because I'm in the comic book community, a lot of the black creators even draw white characters because they think that the white characters are going to sell more. And and that's not necessarily true.
Well, now it's all based on diversity. Like Spider-Man's like a Muslim.
And I think that's stupid.
That's a whole nother story.
That's my whole thing with like I love Samuel L. Jackson, but he has no business being Nick Fury as good as he might be.
He was a pretty badass Nick Fury.
He is, but again, Nick Fury is an older white guy with a specific look. That is Nick Fury. And don't get
me
on
this
again.
When they did the new reboot of Avengers, they modeled the new Nick Fury.
And which is it's fine. It's cool because Sam Jackson's an amazing actor.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway,
continue with Bells. I'm sorry.
Like, you know, as a younger kid, because you're up there, you're like 60. Wow. What do you call it back then? Black Panther is a very old character. He's been around for a long time. So was he one of your favorite characters when you were younger, or were you more of like the Superman guy?
Actually, I'm more than a Batman guy.
Yeah.
Nice. That's something
you
actually.
I really wasn't into the Black Panther really.
Because a kid, I was very much
into the Green Lantern. Actually,
because
I was more
there,
Green Lantern.
There really wasn't a storyline for him.
So I was very disappointed at the Ryan Reynolds movie.
I don't even know how they made a comic book with him.
Really? I liked Black Panther.
Panther was good.
I grew up in an all-black neighborhood. You know what I mean? And for me, when I read Black Panther,
sorry, you got scared into it. I see how it is.
I appreciated it because it was the diversity. And I've always been in any of the Brimstone and the Borderhounds comics. Every single one of every character
is their own
is different.
Race
they, you know, I have white
have
guys,
very
black
diverse,
guys,
yeah.
Spanish
yeah,
guys,
you're very diverse. In the cast.
Everything. So you
which
know,
makes it as unique as it is. The Brimstone and the Borderhounds is an awesome series.
Well, thank you very much.
You should pick that up on entrancetohell.com.
HoundCommons.com.
Ding,
ding,
ding.
So
self-plug hashtag.
You weren't crazy about Black Panther then?
Actually, I wasn't.
Are there any? What other like major black characters are there in that
the comic
universe?
Book universe?
Aside from Storm,
we're looking
Spider-Man now.
Well, Spider-Man
but again,
now,
that doesn't count.
No, we're talking about original.
This is I'm talking about real comics.
There was a line of Green Lantern where he was black.
Green Lantern also was
Peter Parker is a white guy.
He wasn't Peter Parker. He was Miles Morales.
The Miles Morales character.
So, John Stewart from the Green Lantern was black.
Was also
okay.
Yes.
I remember that. Did we have
Storm's relatives? Spike was black.
Static Shock. There's quite a few.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a bit of a handful, but it's not as much as we would probably think. But there's a good chunk, and a lot of them are quite memorable.
Well,
not gonna lie.
Now, from what I read,
Cyborg actually.
Cyborg's a great, great character.
He's a great
I don't know what
character.
Going on.
And
remember
Teen
Titans? Remember Teen Titans?
Yeah.
The big blue robot guy.
Teen Titans.
Him.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. I know you're not huge on comics, so by referencing that.
I
get you, right?
Well, the reason why I'm asking also is because now apparently there's a new African comic book line, comic creators, and they're making African characters.
Yes,
isn't there
that.
This one where this little girl has
a
monster following her and she has
a
coloring book?
That was Pitt.
That was Pitt. That's
I'm pretty
what it
sure.
Is
yeah,
that
I
a recent
Pitt.
One or an old one?
Old.
That's an old one. Then that's another one too. Isn't she like a little black girl?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I swear to God, I think she's a little black girl.
I don't know. It's possible. I don't remember. Actually, no. I think she was a little white girl. Actually,
think?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
It
after
doesn't
the show
really make
then.
A difference.
I'm just curious.
It's
I'm
just
curious.
I was trying to segue into the fact that you know there was there's an African comic book company now,
okay.
And they're making strong black characters.
That's
and
cool.
I think that's great.
Maybe we should.
I think that's awesome.
Get in touch with them. Maybe see if they might want to talk to us about some stuff.
We'll see.
That might be interesting.
Well,
yeah. And, word yet from. Again, from the fart dampeners or the inflatable hoodies, I really should get in touch with them again because I really want to talk to them. Because
well, I gotta hear back from the inflatable hoodies.
Yeah.
Did you send some?
Oh yeah.
All right. You sent something. I sent something. As long as we pretend we're from two different things, they might send it to one of us, and then we'd be golden girl.
So I have a question for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Lyft or Uber?
Uber.
I don't want to take any of that.
You know what? I thought the same thing.
I thought the same
thing,
too. And then I went to Izu last year.
And then you needed.
And then I needed Uber. And let me tell you, $20 from going from Manhattan bottom to Manhattan top, mm-hmm. or vice versa, actually. Actually quite nice.
Yeah.
And well, it's kind of worth it.
The people, they pick you up in there a nice car.
Oh, yeah. I know the whole background.
Usually, like, you know, a standard car.
But see, I know with Uber, they jumped up the prices. I don't know about Lyft.
It depends on the rides that you're taking, and it depends on the events.
It's what's going on.
Yeah.
And luckily, it's also congestion, you know?
Yes, that's true. I picked a route that was, like, maybe two blocks over from the Izu Event Harbor, so I got to get out of that price hike. I was out of the price hike range.
Oh.
However, I think they might have gotten smart with me and tried, but then I'm like,
I know where we're going.
Yeah. Once you pay the amount, that's it. And I believe Lyft for both, yeah. you mm-hmm. have to, you it's agree on the price.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't change at all.
And you don't
and
pay
it
a
does,
tip. It's all, I'm pretty sure
it
it's
does,
all there.
It.
Do you agree on it before you get in the car?
Yes.
Yes.
It's all, you don't, no money changes.
It literally
hands.
Says, this is
it's
your driver.
All done digitally.
This is the car. This is its license plate. And this is the time it's going to arrive. This is how much it's going to cost. Do you accept these conditions? And do you want to do it? Yes. Pick another ride. And that's literally it. That's
yep.
literally it. There's yes, and then pick another ride.
And the reason why there was the hike was simply because it was New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And
yes.
that was a couple weeks
but they,
ago.
But they obviously was hiked way too high, but at the same
if
time.
It doesn't matter. You agree to it. If
of
you're
course, if you agree
to
it, that's it.
With,
yeah, no,
your
if you
fault.
Agree, you
is
agree.
Is it cheaper
that's
than a taxi in New York?
It depends, but
Uber.
Yes for the majority.
Yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely.
And
I've had people take Ubers from the city back to out east in Long Island, where I've seen, and the opposite as well. So I've seen that. And I've seen taxis do that, too. It's crazy, but
yep.
I've seen it.
It's a lot more money in a taxi. Though.
I wonder if taxis are like, heck no to Uber.
Yeah,
they are. They're trying to fight
maybe.
It. They're trying to fight it because, obviously, they have a lobbying and like, monopoly stranglehold on the whole transportation system on New York City and blah, 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 blah.
Mm. Well, I mean, you know, even though I seem to be more towards the Uber side, simply because I've had, you know, the opportunity to utilize Uber. I mean, I haven't used it personally on my own account, although I did just register for one about a week or so ago. But Ming, you know, from Comic Book Men, he's an avid user, and I've taken it with him a few times. I've taken it with Steve Cardenas, Power Rangers. So, you know, when I was in L.A., everything
now,
was
I mean, if I had
to. It's a pretty good service.
If I had to use Uber or Lyft, maybe. I mean,
well,
I have
Lyft, apparently something was going on, which is why I brought this up.
Now,
with
they're
General
similar
Motors.
To Uber, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
I don't really
they have
know
a little mustache in their car.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Little pink mustache.
That's the Lyft logo. That's the Lyft logo. And Uber's like the little umlaut, the U with the two dots on top.
But something's going on with General Motors. They're doing something with Lyft. Is that the case? I think
they're doing some like $500 million joint development kind of concept thing.
That's
kind of
cool though.
I don't know the details about it. I just know that General Motors and Lyft is kind of working in cahoots with each other.
Okay,
that's actually not that bad.
We're gonna
close out the show with internet rule number 34 because young
oh
lady
gosh.
Over here.
Last week. Okay,
she didn't want to talk about it last week, so we'll talk about it this week.
Do you want me to explain
had
the rule first?
About it last week.
Do you want me to state the official rule first?
Well, sure. do you know what the rule is?
Did you
look it up?
I know what the rule is. I know.
You didn't know what Stuppen was. So,
listen,
I was worried.
This is the internet. This is the internet compared to Yiddish. Thank you very much. The internet is my home away from home, inside my home, and all that other junk.
Well, for those who don't know, do you know what the internet rules are?
No. I'll say it.
Okay.
Rule 34 is if there's an entity, there is a pornographic description of it available.
Anything
that exists, there's porn of it. That's literally it. So literally, you can think of a can of Coca-Cola. There is an image somewhere on the internet of the can of Coca-Cola getting rammed by a can of Pepsi or some stupid sexual
thing. So there's
thing.
Like a pun behind that?
God forbid they ever do a porn of GHR because I want nothing to
guess
do with
what?
That.
Guess what? It exists. And you know what the worst part is? Rule 33.
Yeah.
If it doesn't exist, then it will be made into Rule 34.
Oh.
That's actually Rule 33.
No,
see, Brim, you instilled, you just made that up, so now people are going to do it. Don't you dare.
Do you realize that now there's going to be things and stuff and just...
Stuff and things.
Ew! It's going to be all nasty. It's going to be all nasty. But hey, how about this? You want to get a little grody?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
You want to get a little grody?
I don't know.
This will be funny.
Oh, God.
Tweet your favorite Rule 34 picture at Kim Dog right
no.
there. I'm kidding.
That would be really funny.
Make sure to hashtag GHR. No, please don't.
Don't,
please
don't. You should have even said that. Some ass clown's going to go and do it.
I'm so sorry ahead of time, Kim. You might want to close down your personal image box just in case.
I may have to. And
cancel notifications, too.
It's all right. I'll just send it all you guys. All right,
and while we end this note, this is just a quick thing. Did you see the video that Cara Delevingne posted?
A nice picture.
Of her turning her notifications on for Twitter?
No.
It is. She recorded it from her friend's phone and uploaded it through her Twitter account. It is a 20-minute video of just her notifications going on Twitter.
Who's this?
And
her
Cara Delevingne,
who's
the model turned actress. She's in Suicide Squad.
Oh, of how people just like everything.
Of liking and following and tweeting. Literally, her phone is just... And she's not even doing anything. She's just looking at her phone and she's just like, see this? This is why I turn notifications off.
Oh,
this is why all movie stars turn notifications off. And it's just... all these, it's going so fast you can't even read anything. And she's like, and I'm going to turn them off. And... And then it ends. It's the funniest thing ever. It's so cool. It's so cool. There's snippets all over the internet. You could find it. Anyway, everybody, enjoy your week. Enjoy your weekend.
Peace
out. We leave you with an oldie but a goodie.
Cubs, Scouts.
Have a great night, everyone.
Bell, thank you for coming.
Yeah, Bell, thanks, bro.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks for having me again.
Very welcome, brother.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Hold on a tick.
What's going on?
All right. Hold on.
You guys, I can't believe we almost forgot to make one of the most important announcements of the entire evening. Probably the entire century. Well, maybe not. listen, I've got great news. You want to hear it?
Yes, I want to hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, all right. You all want to hear it.
Okay, here we go.
GHR, breaking news.
Just so everybody's aware, from now on, moving forward, the Grindhouse Radio is not only going to be 1 hour, we're going to be 2 hours, baby!
God,
that's right!
Whoa!
2 hours, 2 hours. Every single week, you're going to get your pop culture fix. You're going to get your foodie fix. You'll get everything. It's all Gouda. Let me tell you something, brother.
That's insane.
Isn't that awesome?
It's amazing.
That's awesome. That's some badass stuff right there.
Oh, God.
So listen, what do you call it? I want to make sure that everybody remembers moving forward. Every single week, we're on starting at the same times on the syndicate, but you know, we're going to be an additional hour, so make sure you tune in, check us out. We love you. Thanks so much for backing us up and listening to us and giving us the opportunity to entertain all of you. And remember, every single week you can check us out at iHeartRadio, catch up on some old shows, and also make sure to check us out at our new website at www.thegrindhouseradio.com.
Oh yeah, boy!
Howl at your boy, and here's a little ditty for all of y'all out there.
Brim, is that what I think you're tapping?
Oh hell, it is.
No. I hear another song coming on.
No.
Okay, let's do it. So long, farewell to you, my friend. Goodbye for now, until we meet again. I said,
so long, farewell to you, my friend. Goodbye for now, until we meet again.
Well, it's been great to sing and play together on the Grindhouse. And now it's time to say goodbye.
So long, farewell to you, my friend. Goodbye for now, until we meet again. And I said, so long, farewell to you, my friend. Goodbye for now, until we meet again.
I hate you guys.
You love it.
You know, since, you know, everybody just had a great time at Disney this past week. Zambo was there. Tom was there. My daughter was there. Hell, I didn't get to go, but well, you know, whatever. You know, I think we should be a little nostalgic. And I think we should do a couple other golden oldies. Let's do the Mickey Mouse Club Grindhouse version. And then after that, I say we do the Winnie the Pooh Grindhouse version.
Whoa. I think you're going a little too far there.
No. Nobody else is in the studio right now. They're gone. It's all up to you and I, Scotty. Scotty knows, baby. Scotty knows.
Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me? GRINDHOUSE.
Hey there.
Hi there.
Ho there.
You're as welcome as can be.
GRINDHOUSE.
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 Forever let us hold our banner high.
Grindhouse.
Come along, let's sing a song and join the jamboree. GRINDHOUSE.
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 Deep in the interwebby hood, where the Grindhouse radio plays, you'll find the enchanted neighborhood of the Grindhouse radio days. An idiot named Silver is our friend. Ha.
And Bells and Kevin, too.
There's Zambo.
And Brim.
Then there's Kim. And that's the Grindhouse Zoo.
The Grindhouse Zoo. The Grindhouse Zoo. Funny little pony all stuffed with fluff. The Grindhouse Zoo. The Grindhouse Zoo. The willy-nilly silly old crew.
Again.
The Grindhouse Zoo. The Grindhouse Zoo. Funny little pony all stuffed with fluff. The Grindhouse Zoo. The Grindhouse Zoo. The willy-nilly silly old crew.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
GHR. It's where it's at.